Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
The online retailer Amazon.com is pushing a referendum in California. This ballot would eliminate sales tax for online retailers that have an actual presence, physical presence in the state, albeit limited. That comes because states who are under severe budget pressures are pushing to tax online retailers that have a physical presence. The stakes for Amazon, well, millions if not billions of dollars. Joining us now, Louise Story, Wall Street and finance reporter for our partner, The New York Times. Louise, lay this out for me. The tax policy really hasn't been updated to take into account all these millions and billions of dollars spent online. Isn't that correct?
Well, you know, the tax policy for internet companies dates back to the catalog years, you know, back when we were just flipping through those magazines. And the logic behind it across the entire country is that catalog companies and later internet companies do not have a physical presence there. So they're not using the infrastructure of the state in the same way as a physical shop. You know, they're not, people aren't driving on roads to get to the store, and there wouldn't be a break-in where the police would be called to help out that store. So they're not using the physical infrastructure, and that's where they've always been exempt. But, you know, over time, states have really come to rely on sales tax for far more than just this infrastructure to serve shops. And now with the budget crisis, California, Illinois, Connecticut, Colorado, Texas, those are all states that are trying to find a way to get money from internet companies like Amazon.
And it's also true that in terms of sales tax, revenues now are very largely growing online and in some cases falling at physical stores.
That's right. I mean, that's where shoppers are going. They're going online, and they're going online not only to Amazon, they're also doing more of their Walmart shopping online, for instance. But, you know, when you shop in Walmart, Walmart has to pay sales tax in every state because they've got shops in every state. They have a physical presence, so they don't get out of the online sales tax. And shops like Walmart, Target, they're furious about this kind of what they think is a competitive disadvantage to themselves because they compete with Amazon, and Amazon doesn't have to charge its customers the sales tax.
All right. So Amazon is arguing, though, that this is a job-killing bill, that if they have to pay sales tax, it's going to cost them so much money that they won't be, they'll have to lay off thousands of people, perhaps. Isn't the sales tax just something that customers pay, and then they pay it to the federal government?
So what Amazon is saying is, you know, they have a physical presence in different states like California by having research centers there, by having distribution facilities. They're saying, we'll take those out of your state. They're already planning to take a warehouse out of Texas. And they're saying, so your state will lose jobs. We'll take them to another state that won't impose the sales tax just because we have a presence there. So it's true. They will pull some jobs out of California if this does not get changed. That said, you have to look at both trade-offs. You know, the flip side of it is that in California alone, there's about $83 million they could get for their budget from the sales tax just from Amazon.
That's just a lot of money and could probably patch up some holes in the California's budget.
Absolutely, absolutely. So watch this, and ultimately it'll be voted on probably by the public in California. It'll be interesting to see which way they go.
Louise Story, Wall Street and finance reporter for our partner, The New York Times, talking about a ballot initiative that's been started by Amazon.com. They're hoping to eliminate sales tax for online retailers that have a limited physical presence in the state of California. Louise, thanks again.
Thank you.